So it's crazy. So I wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a well off and good new year. And 2022 is a new year. So into the new year, I always say, man, like, you know, being in the situations that we in, as far as though with the pandemic and things like that, what I realized is that you really understand, who's going to really be in your corner through the trying times in your life. And I always say, if you got somebody that you're vibing out with, kicking out with, and it's always just good to keep those people close to you, you know, because we in times where we need people more than ever, you know, whether it be a partner, a companionship, whatever, and just vibing out. I think we're in a lifetime where as though a lot of people or some people don't appreciate the value of somebody who really is rocking out with you, because we always have these high expectations of having somebody else that's better. And I don't believe in that, because sometimes when you want something that's better, it's not what you thought it was. You know, somebody don't know you like the last person, it's for a reason. Especially when people feelings are involved. So I feel like if y'all two have this like communication, I feel like it's important to keep the communication, to be around one another. Because guess what? When things get rough or things may not seem like they are, you don't want nobody just leaving you, you know? I remember somebody telling me about comfortability, about only reason why they was with somebody is for the comfortability. Well, I always say, I don't want to be with somebody because I'm comfortable. You know, I want to be with somebody because they my friend and they understand me. You know, we living in the times where, and about that, I had somebody tell me a story, a young lady. She's in a high professional area, whatever. She said she was married and she got a divorce. Okay, fair. But when she started talking, she said to me, she was like, I realized that when I was with this guy, I didn't really love him. This is what she said. She said she when she was with this guy, that she didn't really love him, but she needed everything to be calculated, because she said that she was in her profession and he was a school teacher. And it worked perfectly for them too. And she said that maybe I can learn to love him. This is what she says. She was like, into the relationship, they didn't indulge in any sexual activities until after they got married. She realized she didn't like it. And then she got a divorce. I was like, wow. I felt like, I was like, I asked her, I was just like, I mean, what was the whole point of you marrying this man if you felt like it was no interest? She was like, well, because of his profession, what he did, and you know, she's like, my job, his job, you know, we combine and make things happen. And she said, maybe I'll learn to love him. I said, well, that was risky. You put this person in a situation where you probably traumatized them. You know, I don't think nobody should be doing that, going around just getting married to people they don't want to get married to just because of their status. That's what I'm saying about life, man. So now they're divorced, excuse me, and it's like they're divorced and they're separated all because of this. And I always say I tell people all the time, man, if you got somebody that's willing to keep it close with you, that's willing to like put up with the stuff that you put up and you put up with them, and it works and it's not as bad, there's no reason for you guys to be splitting in this times. I mean, I don't believe in messing with people's emotions that way, to where as though I don't think nobody do. You know, I just thought that she thought that maybe it was something that she did because she grew up in the church area and she felt like it was something that she can do. And turned out it didn't work that way. You know, I've had these conversations many a times with people, you know, during a duration that is like towards the end of December, mid-December, about everything, about just life, about in general, about just being with someone. So if you have someone and you're not happy, and you need to make yourself happy, it's a couple things you can do, you know. Be honest with that person about it. You see where it goes. But, you know, if you're with somebody and y'all just can't stand each other for the moment, that's fine. It happens. You know, just sit back, relax, rock out. Enjoy the energy, the connection of what you have, you know. It's rough out here. It's rough. And I feel like, you know, if you're in the dating world and you're out there and you're dating, as long as you got your stuff together, you know, you're out there and you're dating and you're trying to get things right. You know, one thing I've always said, man, like, the expectations of what you want, your desire is cool. But some things are just not realistic. And you may just have to just take things in consideration. I'm not saying go out there and just settle for less. But I'm also just saying through circumstances, you got to understand, like, whatever you're looking for may not be realistic. You know, the things that you expect, it's not realistic. I've always said, you know, if you meet somebody and you're just starting talking and things like that, the first thing I've always say is the best thing to do in the dating world is to meet up at a coffee shop or, you know, somewhere in the daytime. I say daytime dating is the best, and I'm gonna break it down why daytime dating is probably the best situation, because daytime dating, you know, the food is much better. You get an interaction. The liquor is probably better, you know. And it's in the daytime, you know. You kind of can see things for what they are, you know. Whether you just meeting up at the park first or coffee shop or whatever like that, even if you just meet up like maybe a little small little somewhere to get a little bite to eat, you know, just to get a kind of to introduce yourself, to have a conversation, you know. A lot of people want to go out at night, you know, and things like that. To me, the night is too crowded, the food is not as good, and I don't know you. You can't really talk as much, but when you have a scenery where, you know, it's calm and it's cool, daytime is always the best time, you know. Everybody wants to go out to these high-end restaurants, which is great. I like them too. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. I think that's a good thing. But I think having a conversation face-to-face, baby steps until you get there, just from a humanity standpoint, it ain't about whether you got it or you don't just because somebody take you there. It's not about that. It's about what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? What you're dealing with at the end of the day. Like, I want to know what I'm dealing with here before I even take it to that further step. And I just think that's fair. But just having somebody close to you and just like during this time, man, somebody you can talk to. I think people don't talk to each other enough to understand what's wrong, you know? And if you're in a relationship out there and you have somebody that you're either dealing with or you're trying to make things work out, call them and ask them how their day is. Are you okay? Is everything good? It's important. That's important to a relationship. People will appreciate that. Just call them. Like, hey, just calling in, checking to make sure you're good. Make sure you're okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Especially if y'all got time in, a little time in. You don't have to play this game or agenda to make yourself feel like you like you're playing yourself or anything. I had a conversation with somebody who was like, well, what is too fast? You know, what is too, what are you rushing the relationship? It's like, no, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's nothing to worry about. What's important is that you're just sharing that time. Sharing that time with one another. That's it. Just vibe out. Understand one another. Don't think too far ahead of what you want and what you think it should be. On both sides of the fence. With guys and with with guys and females, you know? I mean, we make out of this what we're in, you know, with this pandemic. I mean, it's a lot. And we're dealing with a lot. You know, it's part of life. You know, we live in like this false reality with the Instagram thing. Don't get me wrong, man. I think Instagram is a good tool, but you know, we just living in this world where we just think that that's really what it is, and it's not, man. When you look up, you're dealing with reality. You're dealing with everything else around it, you know? And I don't want nobody to think that everything starts off like that. And I'm sure people know that, you know? I was talking to a, my uncle, and my uncle asked me a simple question. He was at the bar. I'll never forget it. He was like, "Nephew," I said, "What's up, uncle?" He said, "Your generation crazy." My uncle's, he's married, been married over 30 years now. I said, "Oh." He said, "Your generation wild." I'm like, "What's that?" He was like, "Back in the day," he was like, "when things were really rough with like, you know, segregation, racism, things like that, the black family really stood together when things were really worse." He was like, "Now with the age of information and things that's going on," he said, "why can't the black family stay together?" And I was like, "I don't know." He said, "I don't know either, but it doesn't make any sense." I said, "Well, maybe it starts off with like just knowing each other. That's all we got to do first. Just know each other and have respect for each other." He was like, "Yeah, respect for each other." He said, the main attraction is that back in those days, there wasn't so many distractions. There wasn't so many outlets. I mean, there were TV, but it was only probably like one TV in the whole house. Everybody was concentrating on what was around them instead of what was not around them. I was like, "Wow." So everybody concentrating on things that are not around them. Like, you know, you go on the internet, you go on the TV, you're seeing things, you know. But when you take those things away, you just have to deal with yourself and what's around you. And a lot of people want things that's not around them. It's like, "Wow." He said, "Just for once." we was at the bar. He said, "Let me show you something." So he showed me. He saw everybody on their phone. Everybody looking down. Even on dates. And I was like, "Damn." I said, "This is crazy." He was like, "Yeah." So, not to get off sidetrack or anything, but I want everybody to know out there that what I think you should do is, if there's a person right next to you, rock out with them. Stop bitching. Nah, but just rock out with them, yo. Stay tight to them. It's 2022. Shit getting real out here. Stop being mad for the petty shit. Start having a healthy relationship and start understanding to be happy with things that you have. I know it's things that you want, but just be happy with the things that you have. You got somebody that's putting up with your tired ass, appreciate that and talk to each other. You know, everything around you, just appreciate it until you get to the next level. And the both of y'all can get to the next level. Because I tell people all the time, yeah, you can have all that, everything, the money, the houses, the cars and all like that. But if that mental connection is not there, it's no use. It doesn't matter. But if you got somebody you connect with and y'all can share each other, come up with some ideas, man. Come up with some shit with your partner or whatever. Do some shit. Y'all in that shit together. For real. Y'all can do that shit together, man. But you gotta believe in who you're dealing with, you know? I think that couples should have therapeutic time for each other and ask real good questions about things. You know, I know people say, "Oh, when you come home, nobody want to talk about work." You ain't got to talk about work, but just talk about life. put some music on. The day's over with. Y'all in the house together. Y'all chilling. Let's have this conversation. That's it. Nobody can never take that from y'all. That's what's going to bring y'all closer. Not the car parked outside. No. It's not going to do anything. Not the cars, jewelry, and all that bullshit, clues. That's just not materialistic bullshit. And even when you do got that shit, to be honest with you, it make you feel good for the moment, but then it doesn't really do anything for you. But a person that you rock with do. You ever notice that somebody that you do like, that you really can find into, y'all call them all the time because y'all want answers or questions, y'all want to talk? Come on, man. I want this year to be of the year of conversation, the year of understanding, the year of talking to one another and understanding. And if marriage is in the case with you guys, with couples or anything like that out there, if y'all having like, where's all y'all, you want to get married or whatever, yo, have a big talk and ask them how they really feel about that. You know, it is some guys out there that want to get married. And guess what, ladies, there's some guys out there that don't want to get married. Same thing, fellas. Some women out there that want to get married, and there's some women out there that don't want to get married. But the point is that whatever works for you. I was telling somebody the other day, and it was like, oh, you don't want to get married? I was like, no, I don't. I don't want to get married, but I don't mind having a long-time life partner, and me and her can share things together in life, you know? And I feel like that's, I mean, where I'm at in my lifetime, how old I am, I'm like, yeah, I can say that. That's for me. She's like, I think that's wrong. I'm like, it's not wrong. This is for me. This is what I want for me. And maybe somebody else want that. But I'm not bound to like agree or do things that I don't want to do. I'm not going to be happy with it. You know, that's why I always tell people it's always important to have conversations with people. You may be in a relationship or something that you're dealing with because of the things they do for you. And you may not realize that that person don't want everything that you want. It causes friction. Have those conversations more than ever now. Talk to a person. You know, get a perspective from a humanity standpoint. Whether you're dating or in a relationship, man. Become friends with one another. You know what I'm saying? Look out for one another. Care for one another. Even if y'all have some disagreements where maybe it's not going to work out, it shouldn't end bad. Know that y'all tried. Don't ever end nothing off on a bad note because things didn't work out in your favor. Because we human beings at the end of the day, and we all trying to search for happiness, believe it or not. It could be a level of success. It could be love. It could be whatever. You know what I'm saying? But don't downpin somebody because it's not what you want, you know? We all out here fighting some type of battles. Let's keep it real. All of us. I don't care who you is. I don't care where you at in your life, what status you in. We else. We still are. And the most thing that we can do is like really just have peace with one another and look out for one another. With everything going on, people has lost a lot last year. So whatever we got and we have to maintain on, let's just do that. And just talk to people. It's therapeutic. Real shit. You know? So let's think about that. Think about the relationship you at tonight. Or the next day, whoever has a relationship, throw some music on, lay back, and listen to one another. Just listen to what somebody say. Ask questions. Listen to what they have to say. And I promise you, yo, you'd be surprised. You'll know what you're dealing with. You know? Because those things can, I mean, I ain't gonna say deal breakers, but you'll get a better perspective. Instead of walking around in an unseen relationship where you think everything is okay, because maybe it's not. And maybe it is. But whatever it is that you do, y'all talk about, it'll be therapeutic for the both of you two. And see where it goes. See what happens. You know? So that's all I gotta say. I'm out of here, man. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. And always remember, if anything else, So always love yourself. I'm out. Peace.